We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right. Hey, good morning to everybody out there. And a lot of good stuff going on. Fun stuff to talk about. AFC, NFC championship games coming up, and we're going to be hearing a lot of stuff, and of course, Cincinnati with the big chip. Man, no respect. So funny, I totally forgot for just a moment, Woody, that the two format changes that were made after what had happened on the Monday Night Football game between Cincinnati and Buffalo, that they made the two changes, and basically said, hey, Ravens, if the Ravens beat Cincinnati, we're going to flip a coin, which really sucked because you could have lost that, and all of a sudden Baltimore would have had that home game. So they went out and won that game, so it didn't matter. And then they were said, hey, and no, oh, by the way, we're already selling tickets, which is kind of weird. Like, hey, we're already getting our tickets ready for Buffalo and, of course, Kansas City, the rematch. Such a great game, huge ratings. People talked about it for months. It was that good a game. Right down to the last second. Second guest special. I mean, it was just so much action in the game. It was one that the NFL, anytime they need to promote it, they're going to show that game for a long, long time. So anyway, Cincinnati sitting back watching all this stuff, right? Buffalo people are buying tickets. Kansas City's buying tickets. Then they announced right away, we've already sold 50,000 tickets for the game in Atlanta in the AFC Championship game. There was only one problem the whole time this was going on. And I get it, man, because we've never had anything like this. Cincinnati goes, wow, so you're sticking it to us again. The only problem is Joe Burrow and that team are going into Buffalo, and they're going to kick Buffalo's ass. And it was a butt kicking. It was a butt kicking that very few people saw, no matter how smart you are, no matter what the numbers you studied. I watched person after person, man and woman, former player, people just been around the game forever, all pick Buffalo. So Cincinnati has got that nice little chip. Zach Taylor, Joe Burrow, all little shots at the league, and yeah,
better send those refunds.
Yeah, there they are right there. And so, yeah, make sure you get those refunds back to those poor Kansas City and Buffalo fans. And we'll just go ahead. We'll go to Kansas City because we beat them every time we play them. So that's not a problem. We've done them before, and we'll do it again. So pretty amazing stuff. And I literally forgot there were two changes, and I forgot about the coin flip. Meanwhile, Cincinnati, if you really go back, they're thinking if we beat Buffalo – in that game, and they would have been able to play it, and somebody didn't almost die on the field. But if they would have been able to play and win that game, which they probably do now that we've seen them play, they probably do win that game. That would have meant that Cincinnati beat both Kansas City and Buffalo in the regular season. So anyway, doesn't seem to matter for Cincinnati, who has won a ton of games here. It is interesting. Woody, you said something yesterday, and I didn't realize it, man. Time flies. This is San Francisco's third trip in 4 years to the NFC Championship game. So it's not like this is brand new to San Francisco. It will be to Purdy. But also, the Chiefs will host the AFC Championship game for the fifth straight year. Now, they've only won one of these games, right? I mean, they've only won one Super Bowl. You talk about setting yourself up. You can't do any better than playing all these games at home, even though they haven't won all of them. But fifth straight year that they'll host the AFC Championship game. I got to bring it back here for just a second. I can't help myself. How nice would that be? I kind of saw what it looked like in the 80s in a little 5 or 6 year window where we were really good and we got to go to a couple Super Bowls. Again, we didn't win anything, but we got to 2 Super Bowls. You get to the championship game because nothing like home field advantage. Still the coolest thing going and gives you the best chance. Just ask Philadelphia and Kansas City. So far, it's worked for them. You get the bye week while everybody beats the crap out of each other. And then you're fresh, get some guys back, stay sharp, and you're in this situation that both Kansas City and Philly are in. Although there is no guarantees that both the home team's going to win those games. None at all. And I think most people are going to go, yeah, man, I like Cincinnati, especially with Mahomes not being able to move around, and he will not be at 100% for this game. We have a lot of other stuff to get to, including a big basketball night. Big basketball night. Celtics in town to take on the Miami Heat on TNT, by the way. Last night, by the way, if you did know this, the Celtics played in Orlando and had their 9-game winning streak snapped. They lost to Orlando 113-98, so we'll see what happens tonight. But again, I got to tell you, the Heat, now I know it works both ways, but the Heat's been pretty lucky as far as catching somebody on a back-to-back night, coming to town, or a lot of guys haven't played. A lot of star players haven't played. Now, I'm sure it averages out, Woody, when you go through it. But, yeah, the Greek Freak didn't play for either game. We thought he was going to come down here, and, hell, he's missed. I saw he played last night and had a big game, but hasn't played. I think he missed 4 or 5 games, but he missed the back-to-back games down here, which obviously is a big advantage to do it. But, listen, I understand it's going on everywhere. You get all fired up, and you see somebody's coming, then tonight they say, oh, by the way, Tatum's out and Brown's out. And so I don't know who's playing. I mean, I can look at the list and who's out and who's doubtful and who's day-to-day and all that stuff. But till I see it tonight, or Woody sends me a text in the afternoon going, do you see who's out of this game tonight?
Well, that's how the NBA works now, man. You got to just wait to see who's interested in playing and who's just going to take the night off and collect their money.
Well,
it's a great league they got going.
So
a great system.
Yeah, I've noticed guys coming off injury. They want to work them back slowly. We got Jimmy Butler then playing back-to-back games because they want to keep Jimmy healthy and ready to go at the end of the year for the playoffs, and that's everybody's goal. Even if we have to take a little heat that you're not playing or the star players aren't playing, we can't worry about that. We got to take care of national TV. And we have to make sure you're healthy and ready to go at the end of the year when we start this long run for the playoffs and trying to win a championship. That's kind of where this league is right now with everything. So good game tonight. Celtics in town to take on the Miami Heat and in Orlando last night and got their butts kicked pretty good by 15 by an Orlando team that's really, really been struggling in the Panthers last night. I guess this Alex Lyon thing, if you haven't been paying attention with goalies hurt, Alex Lyon's been playing, had won a couple of games, and everybody's having fun with the Lion King and all the names, all the great names with it. He's talking about his name. Last night, I don't think he thought it was real cool, losing 6-2 to the Rangers. So not good last night for them. They've got Pittsburgh tonight. They'll play against the Penguins, so they'll be back on the road again tonight playing their games. And we've got all kinds of people going to join us. Kyle Crabb's going to join us early this morning from the Draft Network and Locked On Fins podcast and already studying the Senior Bowl and looking at the Miami Dolphins draft picks, including 1 second-round pick and 2 third-round picks for this upcoming draft, which are, listen, man, It's a big draft. We can't just do it with free agency. We've got to get some guy. We didn't get much out of our draft last year, and of course we gave a lot of it up to get a guy that was worth everyone. No complaints about Tyreek Hill. Just before we start here, Tyreek Hill had one of the greatest years in the history of the Miami Dolphins. Maybe right next to Ricky Williams coming here and going for 1,850 yards on the ground the year that he was spectacular. Tyreek was fantastic. So before I say anything, we didn't have a lot of draft picks. We gave up a lot when we had to give up Tyreek, get Tyreek from Kansas City, and I'd do it again. I'd do exactly what Chris Greer did. Same thing. I want that guy on the outside. It was fun. It was entertaining, and you never know what he's going to do. You never know. It was fun to see how Mike used him. I was all in on the whole thing. You know, of course you want to win a couple more games, but I was all in on Tyreek Hill, and I think it helped Jaylen Waddle. I just thought they complemented each other so well that it was great. But let's be honest. We didn't get anything out of our draft last year. We didn't. Cater Kahoo was the best player. He's a rookie free agent and a keeper, and probably going to be a starter, either at a nickel or an outside corner this year when he comes back because of experience. We've seen he can play. One of the best tackling cornerbacks I've ever seen in Miami, maybe the best ever of the corners we've had. This guy can flat out tackle, but we got to get more. We got to get some out of the draft. I know the free agency stuff's cool. Throw money, get him, man, get Teron and get Tyreek. But we got to get something out of it. We got to get a second rounder. I think it's a 51st pick in the second round. That's a high pick. You've got to find a starter. You really do. The free agent stuff, especially all the free agents you're going to want back. We got 31 of them. There's a handful I'd love to have back. I think they want them back, but they're not coming back on the cheap. These guys are going to get paid as much as they can. You don't have a big old window to be waiting and going, well, okay, I'll play for you a couple more years, and then I'll go try to get the money. They're going to want to get paid. So it puts a little more pressure on the round two, 51, and round three, 77, and 84. Good picks. Good picks. No problem. Just got to find some guys that can help you out, whatever positions it is. And so we're going to talk to Kyle Krabs about all that stuff coming up. And Pete Prisco will join us, CBS, and Ron Rothstein will also join us, former Heat head coach and 22 years as an assistant in the NBA. Good God. Defensive specialist for a long, long time. So Ron will join us a little bit later on in the show as well. So we have a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. And I just want to say this. I saw the M&M stuff that was going on yesterday and the controversy around the M&Ms. And I just said, so Woody, we were just talking about it and, you know, people upset and changing things. And I said, Woody, I have one question because I like M&Ms. I like them plain and I like the peanut. Either way, I'm good. I said, are they going to change the flavor? And he goes, no, they're going to be a little different, but no, the flavor, I go, good. That's really all I care about. I have enough things going on in my life not to worry about one of my favorite candies and what it might look like or a commercial might look like or changing. I don't care as long as it tastes good. There are things I care about, but my M&Ms, the color of them, I never go, ooh, I like a green one over a red one. Don't care. Could care less. I got them in a bowl right now, a big bowl. I've got a peanut and I got a plain bowl right now.
You keep candy out in a bowl?
Yeah.
At your home?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Grandpa Joe right there.
That's a Halloween
at
special.
At least it's not like those Luden's cough drops you keep or like little butterscotch candies or something you keep in the bowl. M&M's at least keeps you young, but
I got to tell you, butterscotch, that was a big one growing up. I like butterscotch.
So I look yesterday, it's like the middle of the afternoon, and M&M's are the number one trending topic on Twitter. I'm like, all right, I like M&M's.
Short of like M&M's. Getting rid of them, how?
So like, I don't know, I guess they introduced an M&M character who was like,
what?
They did like an all women, like M&M character thing, and like, I don't know, they made the green one less like, I don't know, less sexy, I guess. I don't know. The whole
I never noticed.
Yeah, I didn't
when
notice
I eat
really
them,
either.
When I eat them, I go, oh, I'm getting a sexy green one today. Ooh, that little plump lady right there. I'm getting me some.
You ever try the crispy M&Ms, the cookie inside?
Mm-mm.
Those are pretty good. But yeah, so like anyway, so they announced yesterday that Maya Rudolph, you know who she is, right, from SNL. And
yeah,
those
I saw
those
her
funny
picture
movies.
This morning. I did look.
Yeah, she's very funny. So she's going to be like the spokesperson. And what M&M's was doing is I think they're doing this all as like a Super Bowl thing. But they got people all riled up again yesterday, man. Everyone's freaking out about all this stuff.
Can I just tell you, the only problem with M&M's that I have is it's hard. Once you start eating them, and you come back in that kitchen where they're set up, it's hard. It's hard to walk away. And I got something else going on right now, folks, that I want to tell you about. So my son, my oldest, is on top of being the most motivated human being I've ever been around in my life for success. Also is on this health thing. Like he eats once a day, that once a day program. And works out. I don't know how you work out without anything in your stomach, but he does it. And he's sending me videos on what I should eat and why and plant-based. And he's working hard on me. And finally, the other day, he called. And he goes, man, I'm on such a natural high right now from the way I eat and stuff. I have to talk to you. And I was like, listen, man, I'm trying. I mean, my wife and I are trying to eat a little healthier, but I just can't go cold turkey on things the way you are. Like, I'm sorry, but every so often I have to have a steak. I'm sorry. It's just me. I'm not pushing on anybody else. I don't push my eating habits on anybody else. Yeah, I'd like to weigh 215 or 220. I would. I came here at 218 pounds. That's what I weighed when I got here. 218 pounds the day I walked in here. I'd love to see it again, but it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen.
Could you imagine if someone told you, like, starting today, you would never be able to enjoy another steak?
Well, he was just telling me. He goes, hey, you got to get off breads. And I went, what? I said, listen, man, I'm glad it's working for you. He sent me a picture. Sent me a picture of before and after since he's been doing this stuff and the difference. He goes, look at my face and stuff. And I said, dude, I see it and it works. And you're phenomenal. But I'm not giving up bread. I like sourdough bread. I had Cuban food the other day and the Cuban bread, I had a bunch of it dipped in my black beans. Like, I can't give it up. I like toast. I like bagels. So we're going on, and he wears me out, man, because he really, like, he's trying to help me get healthy. Oh, man, Dad, you're taking that big blood pressure pill, and if you'll just do this, you'll never have to take it again. And I go, I don't know about that. I'm okay popping that pill. All right, we got to go to break. We'll be right back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Well, tonight's why you get your tickets for Miami Heat basketball games. One of the many reasons, but real good Boston Celtics team is in town. Fresh trip to the finals last year. You know what happened in the last game. 35-13 on the season. They did lose last night in Orlando, 113-98, to snap a 9-game winning streak. Wow, they have been really good. So anyway, I guess Tatum and Brown are expected to both play, although Tatum cramped up last night and had to leave the game for a little while, but did finish the game. And of course, the Heat, a little sloppy in their last game, but they got the win. That's all that matters. They're able to get the win. And now we haven't had a lot of games. It looks like we got our starting five back together, most of the bench, except for wherever Duncan Robinson, still waiting to find out where he fits in when he's able to finally come back and play. But tonight will be a nice test for him. And honestly, get a little bit of help. The little trip last night for playing and then jumping on a quick trip from Orlando. And I do mean quick trip if anybody's ever done the flight from Orlando down to Miami. But tonight we'll see how they stand and see if they can improve on some things. And, of course, the trade deadline is coming up February 9th. A lot of people seem to think that the Heat will do something and see. And the weird number, I didn't realize, Woody, until I saw last night. Last year, the Heat were the number one percentage shooting three-point team in the NBA. This year, they're 27th. Really struggled. Now, coming off last game, you're not surprised by the 8 threes that they hit with a ton of tries. It wasn't real pretty. But anyway, big game tonight against the Celtics to see exactly where you are against a really, really good Boston Celtics team that started to figure out how to win a lot of basketball games. So we'll see if he can put it together tonight. And with their starting five back together, most likely going to play, which is a good sign. Oladipo has been really good off the bench. And got to get old Max Strus going just a little bit in this game tonight as well. So that's our Heat report here early in the morning. And I need some help out there. I need help a lot from if you listen to me. But for anybody that's up at 6:30. Now I'm guessing I don't have a lot of people that listen to us at 6:30 in the morning are working out. But I do want to – I've never been able to figure this out, and I've never been able to do it. I got to eat something before I work out. And I've got my son. My son's got me all messed up. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm driving my wife nuts. Oh, my son said no. And, oh, my God, Joe, you've done it this way. You can't just change overnight and go cold turkey. So I said, listen, man, I play tennis or I go on this hard walk thing. I do it Vista View. And I got to have something. I got to have some gas in the tank. Like, I got to have something. And so he says, well, what, you know, I don't need it. Like, it just fits in. I'm used to it. I get a great workout. I got plenty of energy. So, well, I can't eat like the night before and then go work out 12 hours later with nothing on my stomach except water. That's just not going to cut it. So I want to ask everybody out there, are people working out? I mean, I can see where it's good for you as long as you don't pass out, you know, but, and the no bread diet, I can't do it. I've tried, you know, and now everybody tells me, oh, the wheat bread's bad for you, the other stuff's bad, all of it. I know sourdough bread's bad. It was bad when I was in California growing up. I get that it's bad. And I just don't know how people get up in the morning and don't put a little something in their stomach. I don't know how he does it. He tells me he works out a strong hour and he can go for another class. And I'm like, you know, he's a lot younger, obviously. He's my son, but my oldest of my four children. But, man, there's just certain things, folks, I can't give up. Now, I do have to change habits, right? I don't want to get bigger as I get older. I know that's a good way to an early funeral. I understand all that stuff, but, man, some of these things he's hit me with the other night. And, Dad, you got to throw the bread away. What? What? Just had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. What? I can't do that. Just not going to happen. Just not going to happen at all. By the way, the Miami Dolphins, before I forget, got a couple of interviews set up, including their linebacker coach, Anthony Campanile. Neely will be one guy. And I guess they also had Sean Desai also coming. I'm guessing they're going to interview a few guys, including some of the coaches as they fall off here from the playoffs and that whole process that they may have. And then I always go back to this. Listen, one thing Mike's familiar with is the San Francisco 49ers, who have got it rolling as well as anybody, the number one defense. He's got to be looking at somebody on that staff, right? Somebody that's – now, we don't have Nick Bosa, but he's got to be looking to see some of the things they do. They run some great schemes, they do, and see if it's something that he might be more interested in than what the Miami Dolphins have been doing in the Brian Flores style of defense. So just wanted to bring that out. There'll be more names coming up for the whole thing. I'm sure they're going to have more than two interviews, including one in-house and one out-of-house so far. All right, we got to go to break here. We do have a lot of stuff this morning to get to here besides the Heat. Panthers back in action on the road tonight as well against Pittsburgh. And then, of course, we got some great games coming up this week, and they should both be really good games. I don't see a blowout. I just don't see a blowout. The only question I have is, can Patrick Mahomes move? Because Cincinnati's defense is going to play a lot better than Buffalo's defense. I'm really curious to see what the game plan is. By the way, does anybody in football have more confidence than Joe Burrow? Just, and I'm not saying he goes around and tells everybody how great he is. It's just, you look at him, and he walked out on the field. It was snowing. You saw him kind of walk out in the middle of his team. And my TV was just slapping me with confidence. It was coming right through, hit me right in the face at the house.
Isn't that part of the draft evaluation process, though? And I know he was the number one pick, the obvious number one pick. But isn't that part of what you look for in a guy when you try to evaluate them? Like, if they have that it factor,
you know,
as a leader?
Woody, it's a great question, man. It is. And so all these guys yesterday were trying to break this down. Like, the best quarterback. Now, not best athlete, but the best quarterback, I think, you know, and these guys on ESPN, like, best quarterback as a natural quarterback in the history of the NFL, Joe Burrow. I saw one of the ESPN guys go there. And I was like, and I don't know why they always have to do that.
Before he wins a Super Bowl, they had to say.
You know who it was? It was Orlovsky. Went all in on breaking down Joe Burrow.
It's such a knee-jerk reaction with that league, though. Like, one guy's the best guy one week, and then.
Well, they didn't say, like, the best throwing. There's guys that, you know, and Joe's got a really good arm, don't get me wrong. But they're just going all the natural, the quarterback stuff. He does better than anybody, and they were breaking down his throws against Buffalo. And listen, he did. He was really good, obviously, and stuff. But I always cringe a little bit when I hear everybody go, the best natural quarterback we've ever had. Like, not a Lamar style, not a Jalen Hurts. Those guys are unique in the new NFL and having great success. So he didn't, like, close that door to take shots at everybody. And Mahomes with the slick stuff is unique and is the MVP of the league. But the best – and somehow Orlovsky was trying to break this down. And I was like, man, he's really good. Listen, we wanted him. You know, that's kind of what started all this stuff around here, right? So we understand, and we watched Joe put together a year at LSU we may never see again, right? And by the way, we've also found out the two guys he was throwing to are two of the best wide receivers in the NFL. Not that that should take away, but one's in Cincinnati and his number one guy, and one's in Minnesota doing a dance that all the kids do now, right? Kids love that dance. They love that and the penguin, the waddle. Love it. Love it. So, but I just, anytime, and you're making a point, and we got some really good quarterbacks right now in the league, really good young quarterbacks. But you start throwing it out, you know, the natural, and they were breaking it down, and listen, they're trying to make their point. God bless them, man. They were breaking stuff down that he sees and he does, and instincts in the pocket, and Woody, it's a great question. And it's easy now. We're talking about the first overall pick. So it wasn't some surprise Joe Burrow was the number one dog. And Trevor Lawrence was the number one pick. Not the second pick. Peyton Manning was the first overall pick. Not the second pick. Isn't it amazing, too? A lot of the second picks have been duds. Just one pick later. And teams go, no, that's the second best guy. And look at what some of the two picks have, like some of them are in prison. I mean, you talk about missing. One's, you know, so far out there in New York, they don't know if he's ever going to play again. We'll find out when we find out who the Jets end up trying to grab. But, yeah, it's a great question, man. But I could tell you, if you were a general manager or a wannabe GM, and you went to the owner and said, listen, I know you haven't been able to find your guy for a long time, like half the league. I know the guy, and he doesn't have to be the first overall pick, but I know in the arm and the leg and the brain and the guy that coach him, I got it all for you. You grab him in a heartbeat to get that Joe Burrow and what he's doing with that group of guys. Nobody's talking about that offensive line. See, and Joe's the problem when everybody goes, well, you can't blame the quarterback. Look at his offensive line. Everybody goes, look at Joe Burrow's. Look at Joe Burrow last year. Look at Joe Burrow this year. All his guys are out. Did it look like they missed it, those guys? All right, we got to go to break here. A little too much coffee early in the morning. That happens. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment.
Joe Burrow's the best quarterback in football. Okay. Now, let me be very clear with what I'm saying, okay? Chiefs fans, Patrick Mahomes, best player. He's the most talented player in the NFL, and he's the most dynamic weapon. Joe Burrow's the best quarterback in football. When it comes to quarterbacking, when it comes to understanding play calls, when it comes to understanding what you have to do with the football, when it comes to understanding what the defense is, when it comes to understanding pocket manipulation, when it comes to timing and rhythm and accuracy and ball play, Joe Burrow's the best. Mm. He's the standard right now. The consistency with what Joe does, and the way I'll say it is this, the fascinating part is all the stuff that Patrick, Josh Allen, Lamar, Jalen Hurts do, guys, you can't do that stuff. They're outliers when it comes to so much of their stuff. All the stuff that Joe does, you can, but he's the only one who does. Mm. That's the thing that fascinates me about Joe Burrow.
All right, so I was watching yesterday Dan Orlovsky, ESPN NFL shows that they run all day, getting into the whole Patrick Mahomes thing as well as Joe Burrow, who obviously is really good. You don't have to tell Dolphin fans and everybody else about the whole be real bad and whether we did or not. And Brian Flores said, screw you, I'm going to win games. And Ryan Fitzpatrick, I'm not playing Josh Rosen. He's terrible. I've seen enough. It was a bad pick. It was a bad trade. We're playing Ryan Fitzpatrick, and we're going to actually win a lot of games second half. So this whole thing. That's why I bring it up. But listen, Joe Burrow is real good. He started getting into all time and all that stuff, and I was like, wow, that's big. And then I was thinking, well, how are you going to work Patrick Mahomes into this thing who's about ready to win another MVP? I'm just curious. So I guess he's flashier, right? Is that what he's trying to say?
Well, I don't know what he's talking
jump
about.
Jump passes and...
He's saying Joe Burrow is the best of, like, the normal quarterbacks, like the guys who don't do dynamic things. I don't... That sounded like...
So Mahomes,
what he was trying to say. He's like, oh, everyone could do what Joe Burrow does, but they just don't, which I heard in there. I don't...
Yeah, no. He did say more of the fundamental quarterback stuff where Mahomes plays a lot of sandlot football. Listen, I would love to have run the routes that Travis Kelce runs, where he starts one way and stops and runs the other. It's like, it's not really a route. It starts as a route, and it's just go to the open area. I know where you're going to be. And listen, that's a skill set in itself, to find an open area, run to it, when to sit down in it. That's all part of the, you know, the greatness of Travis Kelce. But, man, I don't know. Got to give Mahomes a little bit more credit. Some of the, and I get that he does the equivalent of the behind the back pass and dribble, and he does all that stuff, and he's making throws and.
He's not doing any of it on Sunday, right? I mean, assuming he can barely move, which I'm right. guessing is going to be the issue. But, like, yeah, I would wait, like, maybe another week before we crown Joe Burrow. But there's no question who the two best remaining quarterbacks are.
Did you see
in this whole thing? And you're going to see him in the AFC game.
Did you see the Joe Burrow throw in warm-ups, throw it down the sideline?
The one where he was spinning?
Then he spun around.
Yeah, I saw.
Hits a guy in
stride. He's great. I got you.
Listen, I love that stuff. They kept playing it while they were talking about him. I was like, I mean, that is pretty cool. Somebody had video on him. I guess he knew it when he was throwing it. Like, hey, watch this down the sideline. He was standing on the other side and flipped it about 55, 60 yards or whatever. Let it rip down the sideline. Anyway, it's always interesting. So, but he made sure to get all those other guys in there too, because they're all unique guys now. They can run. They're all, you know, better runners than Joe, and Joe can run. Don't get me wrong. We saw him make a couple of nice runs and broke the pocket for some runs as well.
I'm starting to get this vibe that people are counting the Chiefs out.
Oh no, for sure.
Get that?
Woody, you're
Bengals
right.
Gone up to a point and a half favorite in that game. I'm just starting to get the vibe that people are like, all right, the Chiefs are done, and they may very well be. Like, if Mahomes can't move, Joe, if he's, you know, really limited in that game, which I can't imagine he wouldn't be.
Joe's
right?
beat him every time they played against each other.
I got you.
And everybody's playing the chip card right now, right? Joe Burrow's got the chip on his shoulder because of the Buffalo Kansas City love affair from that game. Listen, that game was fantastic last year. I mean
you wouldn't pick the Chiefs right now, would you?
No. I'd take Cincinnati.
I think it's tough because, again, like Mahomes, if he's limited, which he's going to be, that was about as bad a sprained ankle as you're going to see. That hit that he took.
I can't believe he came back in the game after that.
Guy's hobbling around, trying to hand the ball off. He's jumping up and down on one leg.
It was impressive because I honestly didn't know if he's going to be able to come back, use that thing, tightens up. And
this is one of those, remember, we always say, like, if it's the playoffs, he would have played. Like, if this was the regular season, there's no way Mahomes is playing this week.
I would think he would not have played in that game.
So, that game or this upcoming game probably, right?
Yeah. So, anyway, they're saying he's going to play. Now, you know, we'll see what it looks like. I'm guessing that limp's not going to leave overnight, and that week goes by fast. But these games will be fun, man. And everybody's going to be talking about Patrick Mahomes and limited and Joe Burrow and the weapons. Look at Joe Burrow's got better guys to throw to. I'm not taking anything away from Joe Burrow and all the throws he makes. But he's got nice 1, 2, and 3 to throw to. Really, really nice group, trio of receivers to get the ball to. Hell, the other guys were making, the fourth guy's making nice catches too. Some of those catches in between on the zone coverage. We got a lot more stuff to get to here in the 7 o'clock hour. And trying to figure out who you trust in this draft class coming out. Four guys expected to go as high as the first 9 or 10 picks. Who's the guy that's going to be? And now we've seen them all play. Who's going to be the Joe Burrow?
I don't even want to try anymore, man. I'm so over being wrong on these quarterbacks. I don't. Do you have
I always
any
love.
Idea?
No, people go, you're always wrong. I go, exactly. Yeah. That's why I'm not a GM. You're exactly right.
It's like all these guys looked great in college. I mean, they're all, they obviously warrant the top 10 pick. They're all looked good in college.
You know the guys I've really been wrong about? The Ohio State guys have just killed me. I thought some of those Ohio State guys were going to be really good. But apparently I'm not alone because there have been a lot of teams take the number two pick overall at quarterback has not been a slam dunk recently, has it? That thing, Ryan Leaf was a disaster. The guy ahead of him was Peyton Manning, 1 and 2. It's just no slam dunk. Anyway, Kyle Krabs will join us at 7:20. We're going to talk about the Dolphins. If you're not aware of it, the Dolphins don't have a first-round pick, but have a second-round pick and two number three picks as well, 51, 77, and 84. So we'll talk to Kyle Krabs about that. And some of the guys you ought to think about bringing back, including right now, this kind of a weird one. We have an empty backfield right now. All free agents. All the running backs, San Francisco to your own guys, are none of them. They're all free agents. So we'll talk to him a little bit about guys that you might want to bring back, as well as do you go after veteran guys or do you draft? And what do you want to draft? But Kyle Krabs got some strong thoughts on positions and some of the positions and some of the free agents that the Miami Dolphins should be looking at. So you don't want to miss that. That's coming up at 7:20. Right now, though, I want to take a minute to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. We got one hot SUV family. It's never too early in the morning to talk about great products like the SUV family. It's your South Florida Chevy dealers, like the big boys. So that's all I call them, our big SUVs, the Tahoes and Suburbans. Back in 2021, not only did we change our look of our big SUVs, we added more space to make your Tahoe and Suburban even more comfortable for you and your family. And the midsize SUV, that Traverse, plenty of space, doesn't feel like a midsize SUV. And the test is sit in the back seat, not the front seat, and find out for yourself. And then our smaller SUVs like the Trailblazer, the Blazer, and Equinox, slam dunk. Still the most popular one of them all. People love those smaller SUVs. I like them so much, I bought a Tahoe and a Trailblazer. And the Silverado trucks, oh my gosh, man. Strong, durable, and our number one seller, the big, strong, durable Silverado truck, whether it's a full-time working truck, whether it needs to be a family truck, the combo truck, we got them for you. So find out for yourself. You're looking for something really good shape used or brand new, stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers. We've got convenient locations all over South Florida for you to find out what our best overall products we've ever had look and drive like. Take some test drives. Fall in love today at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.